Welcome to the F1 Fangirls Podcast. I'm Hayden.
And I'm Lyra.
And we're two best friends covering everything from the paddock to the podium. Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 15 of the F1 Fangirls Podcast. We are in Italy this weekend. Well, we're not in Italy. They're in Italy this weekend. We're very excited to go over, I mean, a lot's happened this week. There's been a lot of interesting things that have gone on this week. So we're going to discuss all of that, and then we're going to be going over this weekend's circuit. So let's get started. What are your thoughts on this weekend's, or this week's, just drama? I don't know. There's been a lot of interesting announcements and
there's
a lot of news. But
to start off, well, I mean, this rumor has been circulating for like forever, but that Logan might not drive in Imola because they just want to cut him now, which that makes no sense to me. I know he's not doing good, but it's not his own fault because Kevin literally wrecked it.
That's true. And if you think about it, it was Alex. And then he didn't get to drive.
Stealing his chassis.
And then, yeah, I mean, a lot of it is not Logan's fault. So, like, how do you handle that where it's, like, it's not his fault, but he's still not performing?
Well, there's, like, here, I have it actually right here. Actually, who was it that said it? It was, like, a random person. Ralf Schumacher said that they should consider Mick as the other driver instead of Kimi. I was like,
that's interesting.
I wouldn't mind that, actually. But I would be sad about Logan leaving because it'd be like Daniel replacing Mick.
But I also think that Logan will, maybe he'll get other opportunities. Maybe. I never said in Formula One.
Yeah, but like what? He could go to Indy, maybe.
Yeah. Or NASCAR.
In the middle of the season. Him and David could be besties.
Did you hear what I said?
Just be a real American. Patriotic, yeah. Mm-hmm. He would. He would go to NASCAR.
Oh. I mean, I don't want to say that, but
he'd have to start eating more.
Not all the NASCAR drivers are fat.
Okay.
I've been a NASCAR. She hasn't been a NASCAR
yet. I don't like NASCAR. I don't want to be that, like, stereotypical go America.
Okay.
Maybe I'd like it if I watched. They're always wrecking.
They are always wrecking.
And it's just circle.
Okay,
circle.
I never said that I really like NASCAR. I'm
just saying why I'm giving you my reasons.
I literally fell asleep in the box.
That's terrible. That's how boring it is. Boring it is.
Yeah, because I fell asleep.
Anyway, moving on from Logan maybe leaving.
Speaking of crashing, there's been someone who is about to get very much penalized if he doesn't stop.
I was like, where are we going with this?
Kevin is only 2 penalties. And if you think about it,
he's already had 10. It's 12 points to get out.
How many races has he, like, how many? How
he
many
got penalties? Like 3 in 1.
So, how do you get that many penalties?
It's also accumulation of, like, qualifying, like, impeding on people's laps.
He does a lot.
He also just wanted Nico to get in the points.
That's like true, but he's
fighting for their bromance so that Nico can get points. He needs to worry about himself because he doesn't even have a seat as of next year.
Exactly.
And Nico does.
Yeah.
Okay, but it would actually be good if he got like a 1-race
ban.
What's the word? Yeah, ban, because then Ollie would be in.
It's a drive.
It would be sad great. For Ollie though. Because then he wouldn't be an F2, but I really don't think it would matter to him.
Well, if he's going to
that's
F1,
what I'm
though.
Saying. But, like, when he got pole and then had to leave, but it was worth it.
No, it was worth it. You're fine.
Oh, that's awkward.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
The next thing that happened was Xavier is finally gone. Thank which the Lord.
Okay, yeah. Why are you so excited that he's gone?
I've seen this everywhere, but like, no more we are checking, no more terrible strategy, because Charles will actually be, not that he wasn't already, in control.
That's really true.
And we won't have to deal with Xavier's yapping and useless information. Maybe Charles can win now that he's gone. Maybe okay. Brian will be like his new best friend.
I mean,
friend.
I'm excited for him.
I think it will be very good.
That he's changing, that Brian's going to do great. I just know that. I think he's going to do fabulous things for
him. We act like we've like loved Brian all of a sudden.
I have loved Brian.
We're like this.
I think it's good. And I think he's going to do.
I think maybe he can win now.
Mm-hmm. We're crossing our fingers.
Oh, gosh. We'll see. If they win in Italy and we get to, like, be into it, it will just be, like,
yeah, no.
The world will never move on.
No.
For us, at least.
Yeah, exactly. That's, like, equivalent to us being there when Lando got his first win.
You saying that, I've already, like, forgotten that we were there.
I think about it every day.
I think about it, like, right before I'm about to go to sleep. I'm just, like... No, casually just witness Lando's win.
I think about it a lot.
It feels like not that long ago.
Do you not have flashbacks of like being, I have like me walking through, like I just have memory burns and I just like think about it all the time.
I think of when Lando crossed the finish line and the guy behind us finally shut up about how he hadn't pitted.
I would just turn around and been like...
I wanted to. I almost did.
If I was sitting there, I would have.
My dad was like, don't even give him like, any attention. He thought Lando hadn't pitted, like, the whole time. It's like, so we did actually just watch him go through the pits, but...
He wasn't paying attention. He just didn't want to be
He's a Max fan, so...
Speaking of that, it was literally... They raced on Sunday, and then next Monday... We see Lewis Hamilton show up to the Met Gala in the most stunning outfit.
We didn't talk about that.
I was like, well, it's because we already had the episode out, but I was just in shock. I was like,
people thought him and Charles were going, like, not together, but like both
Well, Danny
going.
Rick was there last year,
Oh my
too.
Gosh.
And I didn't
He was such a cutie.
I know.
When he talked to Anne Hathaway.
His outfit, so good.
It was really good.
So good. Yeah. And he's such like, he could wear like a paper bag or like a trash bag and literally make it work. I'm not kidding. He could.
Did you see that quote that like motorsport.com put out on their Instagram? It was like, sometimes I'm dying and sweating, walking like to the paddock, but it's worth it for like the price of fashion. I was like,
me in tell Miami. Them. Almost passing
you
out.
Dying and black. I can't believe that happened.
Yeah, we discussed this in our recap to Miami episode, which was our last episode, but I did actually almost pass out. Like, I was...
You were on the floor when I walked over there, sitting.
I just couldn't take it. The Miami heat.
Welcome
and then
to Miami.
We know that... Ayrton Senna passed away, what, 30? It was almost,
yeah.
Or it is 30 years now.
Yes. Yeah,
and like they had the most beautiful mural in Miami, but Pierre got to race in his car.
Oh, yeah, he's doing like a tribute, Senna tribute helmet for Imola.
Yeah, which is so, it's really cool. So he got to do that for Imola, which is great. And I mean, that was super cool that he got to do that. And then they raced a bunch of like, I don't know what cars they were, but they were just like old.
Yeah, it was like Monaco
iconic.
Grand Prix, but it was like historic or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was great. That was really painful to see because when they crashed them, it would just be
oh,
like,
gosh.
Oh,
that's so terrible.
Yeah.
That's actually, imagine wrecking like one of the most famous driver's cars.
I couldn't imagine being Pierre and like just praying that I don't crash.
That's what I think. I would be terrified.
Oh, absolutely.
That's so
like racing
scary.
The Ayrton Senna's car. Like I would be dying.
Like when Mick took Michael's car, like even though they're family, I was like, just imagine if he wrecked that.
That'd be terrible. And then another Ferrari move, but they signed one of Mercedes, two of Mercedes, like key engineers. And I mean,
how can they not, how can they take those two people
and Lewis
and Lewis and not take Lewis's engineer?
I don't understand. Are they allowed to do that? Like, you can still take his engineer?
I'm pretty sure.
I mean, how is it not in contract where it's like you can't take everyone?
It probably is.
It probably, like, how Ferrari just can't take all much, not that they need it, because obviously Mercedes is not performing as well, but
they don't want people for Mercedes.
But exactly, but you can't just, like, I mean, it's like no poach rule. Like, you can't just poach people.
Well, Fred said,
I love Fred.
I don't care.
He's so underrated. He's so funny.
He's so short.
Like, he's such a funny person.
When he walked in front of me, I was like, hello. Anyway, yeah, I feel like he would be so nice to talk to.
I know.
But, well, if he's friends with, isn't he friends with Gunther? Is that Mattia? I'd get them all confused.
I think they're all,
that's, well, horrible. I mean, how can you not be friends with Gunther?
Exactly. You literally got to see him and I didn't get to. I was so mad. And y'all know that I love Gunther. And it was like one of my goals to like meet him and I didn't get to.
How? I've never been more lucky that entire weekend than I have in my entire life.
You literally texted me and I was on like the other side of the stadium. Like, no way I was going to get there in time.
I just was, I was,
you're like, look where I am.
I walked because I was like, let's go just explore.
You just like didn't even think to call me or anything. You're just like, I did call you.
I was too busy racing on the sim that I crashed on literally the first turn.
You're like, and then I Lance Stroll's sister.
Wow. Chloe wouldn't appreciate that.
That's,
anyway, you could have met Gunther. You did. You missed that opportunity on your own.
I will see him next year. It's fine. He'll be ambassador again next year.
You better pray.
I'm manifesting it.
We should get a Gunther candle.
Yeah, we should.
The like split second that took to sink in.
Okay, back to news. I'm sorry, guys. Abby Pulling made history as the first female driver to win in British F4, and which is amazing.
She won in Miami.
Yeah, she won a double victory in Miami. So that's amazing.
Alpine's best finish.
Doesn't translate over into F1, but
no, it does in our hearts.
I think this is a lot about the driver.
Sad. For Pierre and Esteban, that's really good for Abby, though.
Very good for Abby. We're very happy for Abby, obviously.
Yeah.
And then I have loved seeing Lando all over the faces of everything since he won in Miami.
All the bandwagons.
Yes.
Including myself.
Because you hated him for so long.
Longer than I care to admit.
And then you like tried to convince me to hate him too, but I was like, I still think he's...
You can't have Carlos as the favorite driver and hate Lando.
Exactly.
It doesn't work like that.
It doesn't
that.
Work.
But like...
Lando sushi.
Did I say Charles?
What?
I meant Carlos. I feel like I said Charles. Anyway. Lando. Charles and Lando aren't like...
Lando. We can be world champion, I said.
I guess they are friends then.
No. Lando, it's sushi time.
Don't want to near me. We could quote...
It's near a fish.
Has no fish this one. Anyway, go watch that video, that YouTube video.
If you are not a new F1 fan and like haven't seen all those videos, you have to watch it. Because there's like...
There's so many. Just go to Ferrari. This is irrelevant to what we were just talking about. Go to Ferrari's YouTube and there's like a C-squared folder. The videos of them are so cute. Like, it's gonna be sad that they can't do that anymore.
Honestly, I don't think that it will, like, sink in that they're not gonna be teammates anymore until the end of the season.
It's not gonna sink in it for me until, like, March when we come back in Australia and Carlos isn't there.
And, no. I mean, I just haven't thought about the fact that he hasn't signed with anyone yet.
I think about that a lot.
I do too. And I mean, it worries me because I don't know what I'll do with myself if he doesn't sign.
Okay, but the good thing is, well, you can take this two different ways. The good thing is that he declined, everyone's saying Audi, it's still Stake. He declined their offer for next year. So he knows that he'll get someone else that wants him. That's better.
I know, but which is like, just thinking about it, it's stupid. Why would he not go to Audi already?
Because it's Stake. It's not Audi yet.
I know, but also...
with Nico, again.
I mean, that's true, but then he also declined Red Bull's offer.
He did not.
Well...
they know. There is no way he would decline Red Bull.
They said they couldn't match Audi's offer.
Then what? I think they're saying for 26. I think... Red Bull is trying to get him for multiple years, but they cannot beat Audi for 1 year.
That's true.
We don't even know how long his contract is from 2026 on.
I can't think about it. Like, how do you think about it to where we don't know if Audi is going to be better than Red Bull? It's like, why is
they're
he...
They're not.
I know. So why would he not sign with Red Bull? That's what I'm saying.
Why does he want, he's in it for the money. That's the only thing I can think of. Which sounds terrible.
But he would get paid still a lot to go to Red Bull because they would be winning. So I don't get his logic in that. Do you see what I'm saying? Because yeah. Why would you be at a worse team getting paid more money than be at Red Bull? Like, I don't.
It's like $10 million difference between each place and the constructor.
Yeah. I mean, I just.
That is interesting.
It's very interesting. Unless
do we think
someone else is entertaining him right now.
Who though?
Who knows?
And why the commentators in Miami were talking about how he was beefing with Oscar so much, like proving that he should have their seat. I'm like, they're locked in until 2027. What are we doing here?
McLaren is not moving.
People are saying, like, Lance isn't locked. Like, yes, he is.
Be so serious.
He's locked in forever.
That's just, yeah. What I don't get is he's declined Audi, not declined Red Bull, but...
They are saying they can't.
Yeah, they haven't matched Audi's offer, which... I mean, if you're saying he's in it for the money, why would he not take Audi's offer? And the only thing I can think of is that... he's either waiting for the best option right now, and he's just waiting it out.
They're gonna their opportunities towards him are gonna expire.
I know. Or there's someone else that's entertaining him, which could be likely. We just don't know about it. That's the same thing with like Lewis and Ferrari. No one knew about it. Who knew about it?
You don't know.
Lewis kept denying it, and then there were rumors, and everyone was like, no, like, what? That would never happen.
Carlos and Red Bull are denying each other, and then December's gonna come, and he's gonna be like,
surprise.
Hey, Max.
See? Exactly. And I'm...
okay.
Yep. All right, go
like
ahead.
Do your prediction, please. Like we say on every single episode, we're pointing back to this moment. It's like... 15 minutes in, we're pointing back to this, and we're gonna say, this happened because we said it.
Like, Lando's win. We predicted it.
We do it so often, I don't even think we realize.
I just think we don't predict things. It's not outlandish, things that we think. I think that we know.
Though.
We just have
Lando winning is outrageous. After a sprint DNF.
But it happened. It happened.
Okay.
So I think that Carlos either will go to Red Bull or... okay. I don't know. I will forever remember the day when I...
there's something sad in this.
When he was got
very
his
very first.
I've told this story probably so many times. When I tell y'all that she wouldn't answer her phone, and I ran out of my class. I think it was something study hall or something. But I like ran out of my class, and I was like crying, and I was like, he just. I was
crying
just in shock.
Crying is ridiculous.
I wasn't crying. I was just like in shock, and I called Riley, and she was like, you know, I'm so sorry. She was still entertaining the fact that like. She liked Carlos, so she was offering my sympathy. She was like, she's probably in her head. She was probably like, yay, finally.
Yeah, we were
celebrating.
My genuine reaction was finally. But that's because I was really bitter about last season.
That's true.
How they were favoring him, which.
Well, who got out last year? Well, no, in 2020.
Whoa. Who? What race? You have to give me a little more context. Okay, I have a crazy prediction for this race.
Okay.
Okay? It's gonna be another Australia, but...
It's trials this time.
Yes. Max or Checo, hopefully both of them. Their cars will still be bad. Oh, wait, no. This can't happen because they're bringing upgrades.
No. It's Kevin, and he just is, like, determined to get the most...
Are you talking about Kevin Wynn? Oh.
Kevin penalties. He has two more penalties.
Kevin wrecks Max.
Yes.
Impedes him while Max is on a flying lap and qualifying.
Wrecks his car.
Car's in shambles. They can't even get it fixed. They stay up all night, and the engine blows
it's
up.
It's totaled. Total.
The engine absolutely blows
combust.
Up. Yeah. No, the car like stalls
and then
at the start.
And then it destroys Checo's car.
And then the virus spreads.
Kevin sneaks into the Red Bull garage.
Carlos limps out of the Red Bull garage.
Uh-huh. What if with Checo's car up his butt?
That's what I was referencing.
I know.
Okay, this is what's happening.
He's gonna wreck.
No.
Okay.
Adrian is like, I'm so done with Red Bull. All Christian does is treat me terribly. Everyone here sucks. I hate designing this car. The engine regulations are changing. Checo's leaving. Max doesn't even care anymore. He's like, you know what? I'm pulling self-sabotage. Absolutely destroys Max and Checo's car.
Okay.
And then he goes behind their backs and goes to Fred and is like, hey, if you just tweak this little thing in your setup, it'll be like a rocket ship. And then Charles and Carlos get pole in second place and Charles wins.
That's the best one yet. I like that one the best.
We'll point back to this. When we see Adrian limping out of the Red Bull garage with the plans, we'll know.
I still think the Kevin possibility is also a backup option for us, too.
Why doesn't, since Logan's so bad, why doesn't he just sacrifice himself and fully send it into Max?
It would be like another Max and...
It would be like Checo trying to take out Max.
No, it would be another Max and Esteban incident.
He's unlapping him. That's a little too accurate. That's my thing. I ask myself that every single race weekend.
What?
Why doesn't the person who's getting unlapped just sacrifice himself and take Max out?
I don't understand. Like, if I was in that instance, I would do that too. But then you're destroying the car. Like, you'd be moving up in the ranks.
Do you think William even cares where they are in the deconstructors?
Did you see Claire at the race?
Oh, I saw. I pointed it. My dad was like, who is that? And I was like, she used to run Williams.
They said that's the first race she's been at since she stepped down from her position.
We are Lucky Charms. Or Trump. But I think it's us. when we go somewhere, Lando wins.
So Charles gets guys, on the podium. You just need to like let us go to all the group. When I tell you it was peak moment in my life when I did not have to hear the Dutch anthem in person.
I wanted to. I was ready to sing.
You would rather sacrifice no. You'd rather sacrifice Lando's win to hear the Dutch national anthem in person.
No.
Exactly. So be quiet.
I had to hesitate. But like that would be peak moment of my life.
No, we would not, because we got a Lando win.
Being in a grandstand full of Red Bull fans, and I stand up in my Ferrari hat and start singing the Dutch national anthem.
If I was sitting anywhere near you, that would be like a movie. I would hit you. That would be like a scene out of a movie. I would be so upset with them. But imagine if we got Max
Verstappen. When the lyrics hit so hard, you have to stare at them. Those make me emotional. That song makes me emotional.
That song just hits. It
pulls on your heartstrings. Tugs. That's the word I'm looking for. That song tugs on your heartstrings. If you haven't heard it, are you even an F1 fan?
You need to go listen.
Go look up 33 and Max Verstappen.
That and, what is it? The Lando one.
Let's go, Lando. Lando is
okay, yeah. And the Fernando one, too.
They have a song about everyone. They have a Pierre Gasly song.
And Oliver.
Oliver, man.
They have everyone. They're really good.
Yeah, of course. Of course they would write songs about
Why would
everyone.
They not?
I mean, they're probably making bank off the doo 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 doo.
That's
even
interesting.
They even got Charles singing it.
Max, what happened?
Nothing. That's like. I quote that on the daily. Not even out loud. Just
in my head.
I sit up. The second I wake up, I sit up. And I think,
Max, what happened? No, it's not fair.
I pass. I don't even know what Max says. All He's I know like, is what Charles says.
He passed? Or, I don't know what
he passed. He passed, I passed, he pushed me, something,
I pushed
something,
him
something.
Back, he pushed me off the track.
It's not fair, eh? He becomes Canadian.
Yeah. So
he
what
becomes
happened?
Lance.
Nothing, just an incident on the race.
On the race is the best part. Thank you, Charles.
Charles.
That's how he says it.
Anyway. Well, we are at the...
We
Auto
sinking.
Wait. Oh, okay. We're at the Autodromo Enzo E. Dino Ferrari. I don't know. Anyways, there's 63 laps this weekend, which is, it's a shorter track, and there's a lot of straights. They're not really straights, but they're kind of straights.
Oh,
what?
I've never seen the overhead view of it.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So it's gonna be fun. Lewis has the track lap record. From 2020, which is weird. I haven't been there 4 years.
There was a flood last year,
mm-hmm.
which was terrible.
So again, I mean, there's a pretty level playing field because no one's been there for 4 years.
Hopefully no drain covers will be popping up and taking out the Ferrari.
If I had a nickel.
Okay, no, we're not going there again. We've talked about that like 3 times. There's so many like... curses and like superstitions in F1, it's not even funny. Like how when Carlos wins, Lando is second,
and George crashes.
George crashed on the last lap twice. What are the odds of that?
It's somebody just possesses George, and he just like has
the Senna and the absolute Senna in him.
He just has to like
makes him go for a gap.
In Australia, like, there was...
Red flag.
It was Fernando and him, and Fernando was...
I don't recall. I recall being very upset.
Fernando was keeping a gap so George would be able to get
to
the
pass.
Oh,
yeah. And Fernando's just so smart.
It was falling like, too close. And then George was trying to pass him, and then he clipped him, and then he flew over.
What an idiot. I'm sorry, but Fernando is purposely slowing you down so you speed up into the back of him? What is the logic here?
There is no logic, and it was literally on a it was out of a turn, and he went through the gravel, and it was like this, it was like not even barely any room, passing room, but he tried to do it anyway, because again, going for a gap that didn't exist, and then he clipped him and then flew over.
He took Senna's words the wrong way.
You
know what another curse is? That Max, for every two Max wins, there will be one random win. So like Max won the first two races, then Carlos won. Max won the next few races, then Lando won. So Max is going to win in Imola.
Don't say that.
Max is going to crash in Imola.
You already said it. Damage is already done. I can't believe you'd say that.
I have a future prediction. Or should I save it? No, I'll save it. I'll keep you guys on the edges of your seats.
Okay. Well, with her crazy predictions that sometimes do happen.
They do. You can't even. If mark my words, if Carlos is in a Haas,
please don't say that. Please do not say that.
I've already said it on the podcast.
I know. Just don't say it. Just think it to yourself. That's something you don't need to say aloud.
They're losing Nico already. They're gonna lose Kevin, or Kevin's gonna leave. They're not losing him. Ollie steps up.
Oh, no. Ollie and Carlos, though.
Not saying that's a good duo.
Oh, no. Who will our second driver be? I don't think he would go there.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see. We will see. Next March. Tune in to Australia.
Why are you talking about next March already? We're in May, you goofball.
It will come sooner than you think.
Okay. Well, we will be back next week with more of her crazy predictions. And we'll be back to discuss what happened this weekend. Because I think that, I mean, if we have to discuss what Adrian's going to do this weekend.
Sabotaged.
And what Kevin's going to do this weekend. We have a lot to talk. We have a lot to talk about in episode 16. Also,
we're naming this episode Sacrifice and Sabotage.
Okay.
After Kevin.
How are we at episode 15? That is
wow.
Insane. And again, thank you all so much. And guys, we went to Miami. We're now.
Now we're still freaking out.
Of course we are. Lando literally won there. And there would never be. There can be some peak moments.
But. Do not say there will never be.
No, there will be a lot of peak moments. But literally, Hard Rock posted a picture, and it was like of the of where I was standing, and I like tried to zoom in and find myself. I think I found myself. I have to like look at it
double
again.
Double check.
But I'm pretty sure I found myself in that picture. So I was very happy about that because they literally took a photo of me and posted it.
They're so upset. Their admin is like. Head over heels.
Yes. So we will be back next week with more of Lyra's crazy predictions and talking about Adrian's sabotage and another Ferrari win and another double Red Bull DNF. So we will see y'all next week. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode. Stay up to speed by following us on all our social media platforms at F1 Fangirls Podcast.
And if you love this podcast, don't forget to follow and subscribe. I'm Hayden.
And I'm Lyra. Join us next week for our next episode.